Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
On great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Wouldn't you love to be able to sing? Wouldn't that be a fantastic thing? Well, we've got the guy for you. Eric Vitro is with us. He's the vocal coach to the stars. I mean, he's worked with everybody, and he's got a way that maybe he can teach you how to sing. Eric, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Doing great, man. You have worked with everybody, huh?
A lot of people. I've been doing it for a long time. So.
Yeah, I mean, Austin.
And I really
Austin
love doing it. So
Austin Butler in the Elvis Presley movie, of course. Renee Zellweger, Judy Garland. You worked with Ariana Grande for the film version of Wicked, and I mean, just so many people. When you start with somebody, do they have to be able to sing a little bit?
Well, it's always better if they do. Most of the people I've gotten to work with did have a lot of natural talent. You know, I started with Ariana Grande when she was about 13 years old.
Oh, wow.
And Sabrina Carpenter when she was 12 years old. I think Shawn Mendes was 15. Camila Cabello was 15 or 14.
Wow.
I've worked with a lot of these people since they were very, very young, and they had a lot of talent. So I always just thought my job is to help them sound their very best and how to learn how to maintain their voice. But, you know, I've limited amount of hours in the day, so that's why I created this course for the BBCMaestro.com program so that anybody could start streaming it or download it and practice. I put a lot of vocal exercises for them to practice.
Yeah, so BBCMaestro.com is where you can find Eric's tips and tricks and his course there. I know you worked also with Will Ferrell, right?
I did. We did three movies. I worked on three movies with him. One was called Step Brothers, where he sings at the end.
Right,
sort of
right.
That operatic type of song. Then Eurovision, which all those songs ended up making it on the charts, which was so amazing. And then a movie called Spirited, which was a Christmas movie he
sure.
did with Octavia Spencer.
Wow. In the case of somebody like Will Ferrell, after you're finished coaching them, are they kind of surprised that they can sing as well as they can then?
Sometimes, yeah. I think that Will really enjoyed it. I mean, he knew he had a lot of vocal potential, but I think that even he was like, wow, I'm actually sounding okay with this. Will is the sweetest, most humble guy on the planet. I mean, he's really great. So he would never say, oh, I sound good. But I could tell he was really pleased with how it was coming out.
Yeah, he seems like he is just the most humble and down-to-earth guy. Have you ever had a failure? I mean, have you ever started on a project with a person and you get to the point you go, this is not going to work?
Not yet. I'm knocking wood that I hope that never happens. That would be horrible. But no, thank God, so far, it's all worked out really well.
We're talking to Eric Vitro here on the National Defense. If you go to bbcmaestro.com, you can check out his course that he can teach you how to sing. And what is there a common thread on a lot of these, Eric, in terms of what's maybe stopping someone's vocal potential?
Well, you know, it depends. There's so many different variables, but a lot of people are afraid that they can't sing, or maybe they were told that they can't sing and they're shy about it, but they're dying to try it. And that's why I created the course, so they could do it in the privacy of their house. You know, a lot of people don't have access to a voice teacher, can't afford consistent lessons, or just don't have time during the day because they're working or they're taking care of their kids. So I wanted to create something that they could do at night or first thing in the morning or in the car. And what most people don't realize is anyone can improve. I can't guarantee you're going to end up sounding, you know, like the greatest singer on the planet, but I can guarantee you that you will improve. You definitely will sound better. So that's why I wanted to do this, for people to be able to do in the privacy of their own house.
So, I mean, you're talking about people that may be performing every week right now, that you can even help them improve, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Because, you know, like I always think that what I'm doing is giving someone the owner's manual to their voice. You know, once you learn how to use it, what exercises to do, and also what to eat and drink, that can affect us staying hydrated. You know, there's the acid reflux diet, which people don't realize what they eat can really affect their voice. They might wake up feeling scratchy and hoarse in the morning, and it has nothing to do with anything other than what they ate and drank the night before. So I try to put in everything that helps people sound better, sing better.
Oh, that's so interesting. We're talking to Eric Vitro here on the National Defense, vocal coach to the stars, and now a course online at bbcmaestro.com. And I am so excited about this movie that's coming out with Angelina Jolie about Maria Callas. And when I saw the promo for that, I thought, how is she going to pull that off? She's going to pull it off because of Eric Vitro.
She does pull it off. She's absolutely incredible. That was just and what I did on that movie, most I've worked on over 30 feature films, and I've always been just the solo voice teacher. On that one, I did bring in a couple of opera singers to be able to demonstrate things to her and the correct pronunciation of the Italian and French. But we worked as a team, and it was really, really exciting to see her get better and better. We worked over a 7-month period, I think.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And she's brilliant in the film.
And did she take to it right away?
Yeah. I mean, it took her for a while because she was someone who had never sung at all. Now, I don't think she sang happy birthday at parties. And so it took a minute to get her started, but, you know, she's very, very smart, very bright, very knowledgeable about a lot of things, and very daring. You know, she also has a fun side that most people, I don't think, know about her, but she's actually quite fun to be around.
Yeah, you know, that's got to be such a source of pride for you too, Eric, to see some feature film come out like that, and the person that you've coached for 7-8 months, you know, does an outstanding job. That's got to be so gratifying.
Oh, it is. It's thrilling every single time. It really is. You know, I can't wait for people to see A Complete Unknown about Bob Dylan and Joan Baez with Timothy Chalamet. I'm excited about that. And Wicked, which is absolutely going to become, I'm convinced, a huge classic movie like The Wizard of Oz. Because Wicked, that movie is absolutely spectacular with Ariana Grande and Jonathan Bailey and Cynthia Erivo. It's going to be amazing.
That's going to be a fun movie. And the Bob Dylan I can't wait for, which is also coming out. If you go to bbcmaestro.com, you can find Eric's course, Sing Like the Stars, the tips, the tricks, the practical techniques. Eric, thank you so much for taking the time, and continued great success.
Well, thanks for having me. I really enjoyed this.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Since 2003, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans adjust back to civilian life. Through specialized programs, they begin healing their bodies and minds while regaining a sense of camaraderie. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Get your holidays started with the perfect tree in your perfect style from the Home Depot. Whether you want something that you can assemble in a few clicks, steal the show with over 2,000 color-changing bulbs, or a tree with lights that can be controlled by remote or foot pedal.
Ooh.
The Home Depot has it all in our huge assortment of premium trees. Plus, get free delivery on over 2 million items this holiday from The Home Depot. Subject to availability, see homedepot.com/delivery for details.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data. Based on IHS Markit CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Assembled with U.S. and imported content.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And we're talking to Ed Begley Jr. here in the National Defense.
Randy, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing? Great to talk to you.
Likewise.
Hey, so our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. And do you have any military folks in your family?
My father was in the Navy. He, bless his heart, he went over to Vietnam and met a lot of people in hospitals and on shipboard and, you know, in different military bases. So he was a great man, and I miss him still. And my father had that wonderful connection, so I have it thanks to him.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just the Vietnam vets especially never got their honor. I mean, they were never treated the way they should be treated. And we have a lot of Vietnam vets that, you know, all they want to do is just kind of give back to other veterans, which is so special.
It is special, and we need to tell them welcome back. We're a little late, but we need to do that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Ed, I can't tell you how much I admire your work. I mean, you've done so many different kinds of projects, and we're talking to Ed Begley Jr. here in the National Defense. Of course, everything that you've done with the Mighty Wind, how was that experience?
It was great because I'm working with Chris Guest and Michael McKean and Harry Shearer, you know, wonderful, talented actors, writers, directors, all of them. And then you throw in the mix Eugene Levy, you know, you have Michael Higgins, you know, these Fred Willard,
right,
or Posey, for God's sake.
Oh, right, right.
Actress she is. Everybody in those movies. And it's Chris and Eugene Levy that did the heavy lifting. They would write the treatment, the 25-page treatment, Randy. It's the backbone, the spine of the thing. And so then we would go and just basically have a party because the treatment had been done, and we just make up lines that we think appropriate, and Chris would direct us more of this, less of that, move the first thing to the third, move the third thing to the first in that monologue that you're doing. And Chris is just brilliant with that. So he makes one wonderful movie after another.
Yeah, and you know, that has to be so much fun, Ed. I mean, that has to be unlike any experience that you worked on, because you're just making it up as you go, right?
Yeah. I knew they were on to something. Even when I had a little tiny part in Spinal Tap, I played the first drummer, and I had no lines whatsoever. But the way they shot it and cut it together, I was getting laughs just sitting there playing the drums. So, you know, Rob is brilliant, and Chris and all of them, they're just incredible, talented people. The next movie after Spinal Tap, the one that first one that Chris directed with that same group, was called Waiting for Guffman.
Oh.
I'm not in that, but forget who's in it. It's my favorite of all of them. So you know I'm being fair.
So funny.
I didn't have anything. I had no vested interest in it, but what a great movie. But then after that, a close second would be Best in Show, which I was in.
Yeah. Oh, I love Best in Show.
Me too.
Oh, that's so good.
Close second of my favorite Chris Guest movies.
We're talking to Ed Begley Jr. here, the National Defense's new memoir, To the Temple of Tranquility and Step on It, which sounds like a Christopher Guest line, actually.
It's very much like that. That sort of ironic irony and that sort of juxtaposition. You know, I was friends with a wonderful actor named Dick Stahl, and he actually said that line in real life. He had planned this trip to the Far East to go to this ashram, and he was late with the flight and late with the boat and late with this and that. So he was so harried that he ran up the dock and hopped in a taxi. He said to the driver, "The Temple of Tranquility, and step on it." The driver started to laugh, and he started to laugh and realized the absurdity of it. So serenity is not something you rush. You experience it when you're ready. And you certainly can't get serenity, as I tried to do, which is, you know, trying to get it out of a bottle of Stolichnaya. You know, you can't get serenity. You can get it that way, but I wouldn't recommend it. There's a lot of danger that comes with it, and it's not real serenity. It's manufactured. So,
well, so Ed, how did you know that it was time for you to write your memoir?
It started with my daughter coming to me with her smartphone saying, "I want to record some of these stories about your dad and you and your grandparents." And she just started to copy them, you know, to audio recording on her smartphone. But she wasn't available all the time, so I started to write some of the stuff down myself on computer. And that's when it happened, Randy. It became the keyboard of the computer became like a Ouija board that actually worked. You know, I started wanting to write something about in the attic of my mind going up there and uncovering something, but it took me down to the basement of my memory bank, and a whole nother story I hadn't thought of in 50 years, Randy, was suddenly being typed out on the computer.
Wow.
So I wanted to get it down. You know, I'm 74 years of age now. I started it 2 years ago, so at the age of 72, I went, I better write it before I forget it all. And I got it all down. The book is out, and people are starting to read it and enjoy it, thank God.
Did you do the audio book yourself?
I did. That was great fun. I enjoyed that as much as writing it.
I'll bet.
Recording it when it was done, yeah.
Yeah, and you do. This is very candid too, Ed. I mean, you do talk about some of your addiction situations, and how did you finally work your way out of that?
You know, there's a saying, "I can't, but we can." You know, a group can sometimes help a person. Be part of a group makes, a greater sum than the separate parts. You know, one and one equals three if you want to get well, if you want to get sober. So I did that. 12-step groups have a great success ratio, and so I involved myself in that. And here it is many years later from 1979 when I finally got the message and stayed with it. And I'm sober, you know, over 40 years.
Wow.
It's kind of miraculous.
So wow.
It can work, and it did work for me. And also, it helps you not just stay sober, but it's a good plan for living, to live an ethical life, life where you're not lying to people about different things. And I certainly had other addictions besides drugs and alcohol. I was a gambling addict, and, you know, I wasn't a good husband in my first marriage because I had that kind of addiction, philandering. And so I've gotten well in all those areas, and I can promise you it's a lot better to live that way.
Wow. Wow. Boy, that is very, very candid and very honest. We're talking to Ed Begley Jr. here in the National Defense. His new memoir, To the Temple of Tranquility, and Step on It. You know, there are so many great stories in here. Can you just quickly tell us a story about the time that you were summoned to Marlon Brando's house?
Yeah, happily. You know, I kept getting invited up there because I realized the ground rules early on. You did not talk about show business. He didn't want to talk about acting, writing, directing, film editing, train seals, puppetry, claymation. He wanted nothing to do with show business. He wanted to talk about solar panels, wind turbines, you know, plumbing, drywall. And so I got summoned up there one day after being up there many times over the years. And he left a message on the machine that clearly was a game changer. He said, Ed, I've got a project I want to do with you. I've got the funding in place and I have distribution. So get up here. Let's talk about it. This is important. You heard what I just said, right, Randy? He's got a,
right.
There's a project he wants to do. He's got the funding and the distribution.
Right.
Clearly he's talking about a movie.
Right, right.
I go up there and finally I realize he's talking about electric eels. He wants to run his house on electric eels. I thought he was winding me up. He actually thought you could get some form of usable power out of electric eels. So fortunately, he didn't like sycophants, so I didn't say, oh, Marlon, what a wonderful idea. Let's do it tomorrow. I said, that's not going to work in a million years. There's no usable power. You're going to get sustainable power out of an electric eel. It's a quick zap they do for a fraction of a second, and it's done. And so I saved him from wasting time on a bad idea. But he had many inventions that he did, several of them successful. He did a thing with this brilliant man, Dr. Craven, where they came up with something called deep ocean water cooling.
Huh.
They cool things in the tropics. Rather than spend a lot of money on electricity, they cool it with deep ocean water, which is quite cold. And it's much more energy efficient than, you know, air conditioning and things like that, normal air conditioning. Very, very bright man. He had a patent attorney on retainer at all times.
Wow.
Marlon did, and did some great things with it.
Well, Ed, on that front, by the way, I just want to thank you for all of your efforts in trying to save this planet. I had a conversation with William Shatner the other day, and I asked him if he was over the effects of going into space. And he said physically he is, but emotionally he wasn't, because from that vantage point, he could see, and it saddened him to see, the deterioration of our beautiful planet. But I want to thank you so much for all of your efforts.
You too for being part of it, Randy. I know that you are. I can hear and sense that you are. So
absolutely.
Thank you for that. We can do it. We've proven we can do it in L.A. with the L.A. air. It's not dirty as it was in 1970 with the first Earth Day. It's a lot cleaner. We can do it on a worldwide basis. We've just got to set to it and start now.
You are the man. To the Temple of Tranquility and Step on It, a memoir from Ed Begley Jr. Ed, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you for having me on, buddy.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Turn it up!
Somebody save your soul, cause you've been sinning in the city. I
know. Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we're expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726. or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome in to a brand new edition of National Defense Network. I'm Randy Miller, and we got a treat for you today. This is a guy that has had many different careers and specializes in a lot of different things. We'll tell you about that. Rob Chadwick is with us. He's a director of education and training for Delta Defense and the United States Concealed Carry Association, which I'm sure you're aware of. Founder of the Hold Fast Security Group, helping people regain peace of mind and develop confidence in their ability to protect what matters most. He's the retired head of the FBI's tactical training program at Quantico, previously assigned as an agent in charge for Attorney General William Barr's protection detail. And he joins us here in the National Defense. Rob, how are you?
Randy, I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks for the opportunity. Appreciate what you do for our country.
Hey, listen, I appreciate what you've done for our country. I mean, what a big job to be head of the tactical training program at Quantico. And then, you know, William Barr's protection detail, which I can't remember anything happening to William Barr, so you must have been good at your job.
That was the name of the game, keep it boring. That's right. But what an honor to serve alongside that man. He's a great American and, you know, just absolutely first class. So loved it.
Well, how long have you been with Delta Defense and USCCA?
I've been with Delta for about coming up on a year and a half now, and so Delta Defense is the service provider for the United States Concealed Carry Association. USCCA is a membership organization made up of a little over 840,000 Americans who are obviously concerned about their personal security and that of their loved ones, and that's what we do, is we provide the training and the self-defense liability insurance to help make sure that they can keep themselves and their loved ones safe anywhere they go.
Well, and you know, USCCA has kind of become the standard now for concealed carry, right?
Yes. So the association itself is just over 20 years old, and I'm astounded how fast it's grown. Obviously, you know, things in the United States have been not heading in the right direction for quite some time now, and I think people on both sides of the aisle are waking up to the fact that, you know, police response times have more than doubled just in the last several years. And, you know, Americans are going to be on their own for at least some period of time before the police can come and help them. And so they're wondering, you know, what can I do? And so I say, listen, this organization exists exactly for that, to provide, you know, really solid foundation and training and awareness and understanding of what do in a self-defense situation.
And coverage as well, right? And talk about that a little bit, if you will, Rob, about these kind of situations that you might find yourself in defending your home or defending your property, and then legal situations arise, insurance companies get involved. Talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. So one of the great features of being a member of the USCCA is the instant you join, you're added to our industry-leading self-defense liability insurance policy, and that provides for unlimited criminal and civil defense, $2 million judgment, against civil liens, that sort of thing. So really a comprehensive coverage policy in case that you are involved in a lawful act of self-defense, will be there for you to cover you and to in the immediate aftermath of an event. We have a 24/7 hotline with trained operators standing by to help you understand exactly what's going on, what you should do to keep yourself safe and keep your loved ones safe and cooperate with law enforcement lawfully, but in a smart way, so that you don't, you know, get yourself in a trick bag saying something you probably shouldn't need to say. So it's a really interesting organization, one which I love. The people that work there are unbelievably patriotic. You know, when I left the FBI, one of the hardest things I did was walk out that door thinking I would never find a group of extraordinary people like I worked with there. And I can tell you, it's been extraordinary working alongside the men and women at Delta Defense that support the USCCA.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we talked about your career, Rob, and I mean, we're talking to Rob Chadwick here, the National Defense Director of Education and Training for Delta Defense and USCCA. Talk about your job there at Quantico. I mean, what a huge responsibility to provide the training for the FBI tactical training program, but something that so many people relied on every day, right?
Well, it was an absolute dream come true. One, to just be selected to become an FBI agent. I was a police officer in Northern Virginia, Fairfax County Police, where I grew up, and I spent about 6 years there and was fortunate enough to get hired by the FBI. Spent a career as a special agent, was in the SWAT program, had an absolutely amazing career. Very fortunate to get injured. And then towards the end, I ended my career where I began it, at Quantico. But I entered it as the chief of the tactical training unit, and our job was to get our new agent trainees, our already existing special agents around the world, and our state, federal, local, tribal police partners ready for just about anything the job threw at them. So we wanted to make sure they knew how to come home at the end of the day safely, effectively, teaching them shooting and tactics and judgment and all that sort of thing. So just an amazing opportunity. I was so blessed to be able to work there and have, you know, some effect on the young people that are coming out now and continuing to serve our country.
Well, Rob, that has to be an ever-evolving process, right? I mean, in terms of who the enemy is, the resources they have, the way they go about it. I mean, I'm sure that every single year, at least, that you have to update those training methods, right?
No question. You know, when I started back in the dark ages, we had Hogan's Alley, and it was bank robberies and, you know, pretty traditional crime like when you and I grew up. Yeah. And now we are actually, the Bureau is investing literally billions of dollars into the site at Redstone Arsenal and building a training facility, world-class training facility to prepare our next generation of agents for, you know, operating in what we call a ubiquitous technical surveillance state. So, you know, think Ring doorbells and traffic cameras and, you know, facial recognition software. And so, you know, again, when I was a young policeman 30 years ago, working undercover was one thing. But now when you have facial recognition software on everybody's iPhone, good luck with that. So,
yeah
it's an ever evolving challenge. And fortunately, you know, the federal government and the FBI is, I believe, very much up to that task.
Rob, you know, you've seen the defense and protection situation, security situation from just about all sides, you know, from a cop to FBI agent and now training. And I just wonder, you know, you think about, we're based in Kansas City, Missouri. I just want to come back to a point that you talked about with the police response time and things like that, that you normally used to be always able to count on, right? And I know that I saw a report the other day just here in Kansas City that said when you dial 911 for an emergency, the average wait time to have someone answer the call is 2 minutes. How long is 2 minutes?
Well, it's a lifetime when someone's trying to kill you. And you can imagine, so let's put it in perspective, most violent attacks begin and end in less than 10 seconds.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, yeah, so it's something that every person, no matter your politics, yes, the law enforcement is going to respond. You still call 911. They're still coming. And I am absolutely, obviously, pro-law enforcement. But the fact is, the average law enforcement agency in the United States today is almost 30% below staffing. Hmm. And they can barely get two calls. Many departments are closing, and some are closed during the hours of, you know, so it's a whole different world. And so I encourage everyone to accept the reality of the new, you know, what I call the new security environment in the United States, and develop a personal and family security plan today. You know, what can you do to lawfully keep yourself safe and the you know, what you care about safe? And I would encourage people, I really believe that USCCA's website, which is uscca.com, is a great place to start to at least have a conversation. You know, I encourage you to look up a local trainer and have that conversation. See if it's somebody you identify with, and they can set you on the path and answer a lot of those questions that most of us just don't have the opportunity to find out for ourselves until it's too late.
Yeah, and it, you know, I don't know what's scarier to me is to be, and this is where the education and training piece comes in, Rob, because I don't know what's scarier, to have that wait time for law enforcement or to try to do something on your own with no training.
Right.
Which one of those is scarier?
Well, the whole thing, and you can't even really separate it out. There was a story not too long ago, not far from you, up in Chicago. A mom came home and found two men breaking into her house. So a home invasion type of robbery. She calls the police in Chicago. Now, one of the largest departments, right, most well-funded departments in the world. And the call taker literally told her, "We have no units to send you."
Oh.
And four hours later, the first officer showed up. Again, I'm not being critical of the department. It's
right,
not the men and women on the front lines, right? They're doing the best they can. But the fact is, law enforcement has changed in the post of the defund the police movement. It's very difficult for these agencies to attract and retain quality candidates. So it's a real issue that we as Americans must accept and figure out how we're going to solve all this together.
Get your holidays started with the perfect tree in your perfect style from the Home Depot. Whether you want something that you can assemble in a few clicks, steal the show with over 2,000 color-changing bulbs, or a tree with lights that can be controlled by remote or foot pedal.
Ooh. The Home Depot has it all in our huge assortment of premium trees. Plus, get free delivery on over 2 million items this holiday from The Home Depot. Subject to availability, see homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Since 2003, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans adjust back to civilian life. Through specialized programs, they begin healing their bodies and minds while regaining a sense of camaraderie. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century. So has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message and data rates may apply.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
From Corpus Christi, Texas, everyone was invited to Hard Knock Sports Grill at Padre Island for Coastal Bend Heroes' big event. The nonprofit organization celebrated its first official year last Thursday with dinner, drinks, and an auction. Proceeds from the event will support Coastal Bend Heroes, a nonprofit organization whose mission it is to help local veterans. Christy Jackson, a Navy veteran, one of the founders of Coastal Bend Heroes, said it will help to raise money to feed veterans and their families who are in need for coats and to help with burial services. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Hi, I'm Mike Richmond of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs with information on an important free resource for veterans, the VA Health and Benefits app. The tool is like a one-stop shop for veterans. It allows them to view or cancel VA medical appointments, send and receive messages from healthcare providers, and download VA benefit letters to provide veteran status or disability payments. Veterans can also manage existing VA claims, find the closest VA medical centers, and get quick access to the VA crisis line. You can download the Health and Benefits app on your iPhone or at the Google App Store, or wherever you normally get your mobile apps. If you already use this app, please share your feedback on your phone's App Store. That's the VA Health and Benefits mobile app. I'm Mike Richmond.
The Red Cross responds to nearly 66,000 disasters every year, most of them house fires. Red Cross President and CEO Gail McGovern says you need to develop an evacuation plan and practice it, especially with your children. It takes just 2 minutes for a home to be engulfed in flames.
Practice those drills. We all think our kids know what to do. They don't. We need to teach them. We have started a large campaign where we're going into vulnerable communities and helping install smoke alarms. Already 92 lives were saved, and 4 of those lives were saved by a 5-year-old girl who remembered what we taught them during these fire drills, and she got her family out. We also have a slew of free apps that people can download onto their smartphones. It's what to do in every kind of disaster you can imagine, how to prepare and how to recover.
To help support all the Red Cross does and to make a financial donation, go to redcross.org. That's redcross.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Reading businesses, listen up.
Black Bear Diner is now offering catering for events, meetings, and gatherings. Fuel your team with our delicious homestyle meals that everyone will love. Ready to make your next event a hit? Visit blackbeardiner.com for more information and place your order. Black Bear Diner, your go-to for great food and good times.
Black Bear Diner.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals who specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
So, right now, I know there is a significant discount. I want to say one for spouses as well, so military, active duty military spouses. A lot of times, you know, mom or dad is overseas, and we have a spouse back at home that they're very worried about. USCCA is there, obviously, to want to take care of them as well.
That's fantastic. Hey, Rob, you read a lot of spy thrillers, or just because you lived it, I love spy thrillers, and I just wonder, is there one that you can think of that kind of got it right in terms of logistics and what they talk about?
I tell you, the novels that John Le Carré wrote.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I worked several years in counterintelligence. I was classically trained, you know, right in the wake of the Iron Curtain falling, and many of my instructors, you know, grew up and were educated during the Cold War. And I tell you, the John Le Carré, even though nothing like James Bond and Ian Fleming, but those were so gritty and I'll tell you a series that got it pretty accurate. Now, of course, it was exaggerated for television.
Sure.
But that series, The Americans.
Yeah.
The trade craft.
Yes.
Was spot on. So good. You know, I actually worked with a couple of agents who were involved in the real life case that series was based on. And, I tell you, they clearly had some, spot on consultants for that series as well.
Have you ever read, Terry Hayes' I Am Pilgrim?
I've heard of it, and I will absolutely read it. It's one that's on my list.
It is probably – it's definitely the best spy thriller I've ever read. And you talk about a guy – it took him 6 or 7 years to write it. And so he's also the same guy that wrote all the Mad Max movies.
Oh, wow.
So he can describe a scene.
There's one I'd recommend to you that was required reading, at least when I was at Quantico. It's called Operation Solo. Ooh. And it was the FBI. I think the subtitle is The FBI's Man Inside the Kremlin. And it's a real life account of a long, long running double agent operation that the FBI ran that really helped, you know, bring down the Soviet Union.
I was talking about this to somebody the other day, Rob. Would we be absolutely astounded in the United States to know how many foreign spies are on our soil?
Not just spies, but, you know, in the classic sense, but co-optees. And, you know, because what people need to realize is in the world order, the United States really behave like the Boy Scouts. I know that's hard for a lot of people to believe, but we do not use our, you know, intelligence apparatus like most of our, you know, adversaries do. Right. Their entire industrial, you know, network is involved in their espionage and acquiring, you know, intellectual properties and that sort of thing. So we don't play an even game. We just don't. Mm-hmm. Luckily, we have such an abundance of, you know, talent and resources that we have an advantage. But boy, oh boy, you know, yes, people would be astounded at what goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah. I mentioned to you, we were just back from the AUSA conference, and I was looking over my shoulder the entire time. I'm going, wait a second. There's a lot.
Yeah, and a lot of these countries just shake their head like, what are these Americans doing putting all this stuff out on display? But, you know,
right?
It's part of the way.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, I know. But at the same time, man, it makes you feel so great to be an American, so great to have this country and the talent pool, the innovation, the companies that are, you know, working on things. And they're working on things all the time, right?
No question. I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and my grandfather was a naval aviator during World War II, retired from the U.S. Navy, went right to work for RCA back when RCA was pretty much owned by the Navy, and worked on, you know, radar ships and that sort of thing, you know, shipboard radar. And, you know, just to see how much innovation and how patriotic so many companies are, that's what I did. I worked when I was in counterintelligence, I worked military technology protection issues, and just what a thrill to work with some of these companies and some of our other intelligence community partners like NCIS and Air Force OSI and some of the others. Just absolutely amazed at the innovation and ingenuity that Americans display.
General Dynamics, BAE, I mean, some of these great companies. And we met a kid, and some of the new innovators, so we met a kid from Israel. And this guy, I say kid, he's probably 30-some, 2, 3, and he is going to be the Elon Musk of drones. I mean, he had such knowledge, and it just kind of blew my mind to hear him talk about what they were developing and how logical it was. And so there's some great stuff on the horizon. I mean, you got to be optimistic about this country, right?
No question. I've had an opportunity to work with another great American company called Axon. You know, it used to be called Taser. And, you know, they're really big in law enforcement technology, and to see what they have on the horizon and the constant push to protect life and protect officers. And I mean, it's just incredible. And that's the faith that I have is, yes, we're going through a hard time. It's no question. But this is such an incredible country with such incredible resources and people. No question in my mind will come through it. It's a pendulum. And the other side say, you know, however long it's going to be. The future is always bright for the United States of America.
Rob, thank you so much for the time, man. Thank you for your service. What's the best way, again, that people can find out about USCCA and Delta Defense?
Start with our website, uscca.com. And again, you know, links to resources both online and in person. Thousands of free in-person training events broken down by your zip code. Start there, and we look forward to hopefully welcome you in to the USCCA.
That's great, Rob. Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
This is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.